Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma. I hope you all had a great Labor Day weekend. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, September 7th, 2009, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. I'll also be joined later in the call with the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal and the leader of our More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Last week, we actually did a recording for, we actually recorded a live call that we did for all of our new associates. We've actually had thousands and thousands of new associates join Prepaid Legal in the last month or so. And because of that, we did a new associate training conference call where we had actually 6 Millionaire Club members on our More Success Team, and it was such a great call, we went ahead and recorded it, and it is available. It is up on our moresuccessteam.com website. Just go to the landing page there, and to the right of the page, you'll see a document of the month, and you'll see that new associate training call. Click on that, and you'll be able to listen to that. That's about an hour and 15, 20-minute training, and I encourage all new associates to listen to that, and, of course, all old associates. I think it would be great if you would listen to it also. Well, I am just extremely excited about tonight's guest speaker. He's an exceptional young man with a true rags-to-riches story, someone we've actually seen grow and mature in the last, I guess, about 10 years now on our More Success Team. He's been with Prepaid Legal that long. Let me just give you a little facts and figures about this young man. Just the month of August, he made Platinum 3. For the very first time. In fact, he made Executive Director 3,000. That means his organization actually produced 3,200 memberships, and just under 1,000 new associates were recruited on his team last month alone. He made $44,000 in override commissions and qualified for a $22,000 expansion bonus. $66,000 in 1 month. That is just an incredible month that this young man had, and we're just extremely proud and excited to have him on the call. And that's none other from Southern California than Mr. Chris Hughes. Chris, are you on the call?
I am here, Mr. Moore.
I about ran out of breath saying all this stuff, man.
Well, you gave me goosebumps.
that just sounds great, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We're so excited.
Well, I know you've got so many great things you want to share with the team tonight. We're going to give you the rest of the call, so let's get started.
All right. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for your leadership, for being in the business, you and your dad both, and Jeremy, and for all that y'all do for the team and for being good people. I think good examples in the world are few and far between, hard to come by, and the Moore family is a great family, and I thank you for that, and thank you for the invitation to be on the call tonight, and just thank you for everything. And I'm glad to share with the family tonight for a few minutes some of the things that I've been thinking about. Mr. Moore, as you know, we're wrapping up our 10-year anniversary. Next week will be my September 15th is my 10-year anniversary with Prepaid Legal. And so I've been doing a lot of reflecting as we come to that major milestone in our careers, in my career, is how did we get here? And I'm just so grateful that we had our best month ever last month, our last full month, to conclude the decade, a decade with Prepaid Legal, to earn over $44,000 in commissions and then add another $22,000 bonus to that and hit levels we've never hit before, Platinum 3, and to have been able to help so many people start a Prepaid Legal business and to see record number of people hit executive director. I mean, it was our best month on every front. I mean, income, success of the team, recruiting, production, everything. It was absolutely the best month that we've ever had in our 10-year career with Prepaid Legal. And as I reflected on that, I thought, how did I get here? And the thing that I want to talk about tonight is this. And I hope that those of you that will take notes, and I hope that what I share with you this evening will be of some benefit or value. But this is what I really want to address tonight is the first of all, the system, and then the thing that really makes this thing work. And the system is for building a big network marketing business. Now, I know there's in prepaid legal, we can do group marketing, and we can do small business, and we can market to commercial drivers, and there's lots of specialty plans within prepaid legal. There's, you know, plans for teachers and plans for police officers. And you know, what I've done over the last several years is I just found something that felt that I was good at, and I just focused on it, you know, and I just didn't get distracted. I just totally focused. And for some people, you know, I mean, the Hughes brothers, anybody that knows us knows that it's kind of hard for us to focus. You know, we got a little ADD running through our blood. And so I needed to really bear down on something. And so I chose to really focus on the network marketing side of prepaid legal because I established early on in my career, well, what is it that I really want out of prepaid legal? I mean, really, what is the end all of doing this business? And the end for me was time and financial freedom. I watched my dad work for corporate America, Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics. He was in the corporate structure for 40 years. He was a chief over graphics. He had a very important job. He entertained Vice President of the United States, George Bush, when he was, and travels around the world selling stealth bombers and F-16s. He had a great job, quote-unquote, a secure job with government contracts. And one day, about 2 weeks before Christmas, 6 months before he retired, they fired him, and they fired all the 60-year-olds in his department. And so I was thinking, okay, well, that rocked our whole family. My dad doesn't have much. Certainly, you know, was not prepared to be let go inexplicably and in such short notice, without any notice. So I just started thinking, well, I don't want to go down that road. You know, I want to take my future into my own hands. I want to take my financial future into my own hands. And at that point, I really started praying for something different. I was 27 years old. College dropout, waiting tables at Chili's, making $200 to $300 a week in tips. I was living in a nasty cockroach and rat-infested house that was built in 1927. We had drive-by shootings and burglaries, and my life just wasn't working. I was robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you know, paying my minimum balance on my Discover card with my MasterCard, and paying my MasterCard with my Visa. And you know, if you're doing that, you're in trouble. And I was really desperate to do something different in my life. When I laid my head down on my pillow at night, I wanted to feel good about myself, not that I was selling hamburgers and fajitas and nachos. And I was really looking, you know, and I started going to a lot of seminars. I started going to motivational seminars, motivational speeches, and I started reading good books, and I started listening to phenomenal audio programs and really started to rework my own personal philosophy about life. And then prepaid legal comes into my life, and I realized that almost immediately that this was the thing I'd been praying for. This is the thing that can give me time and financial freedom. This is the thing that can help set me up to where when I'm in my 60s, as I'm entering into my golden years, there's not going to be some government, there's not going to be some large corporation, and there's not going to be some boss who's going to jerk the carpet out from underneath me and wreck my entire world for absolutely no reason other than corporate greed. You know, to take the 60-year-olds, get them out, replace them with 30-year-olds earning a third of the salary and not have to pay retirement, that sounds like a pretty good deal to the bottom line. Well, that's what happened to my dad, and I didn't want that to happen to me. So, again, started looking, found prepaid legal, and I tried to do a lot of different things in prepaid legal. Some people can do that. You know, some people can handle different segments of prepaid legal. I tried that, and I just realized early on, you know what, I'm going to focus on the network marketing side because that's really what I wanted. I wanted leverage. I didn't want to work, you know, until I was 80, 90, 100 years old. I didn't want to have to work. Of course, we'll always work, but I didn't want to have to work for money. And so I really focused on the network marketing side of the business, and here's what I've learned. Is that the system that you've all heard about in the network marketing side of prepaid legal, the 10 core commitments to go to your briefings, go to your trainings, get on your conference calls every week, do your 2 exposures a day, do your personal development, you know, reading good books, listening to good audio tapes, having a workout partner, going to your corporate conventions, and having that commitment to be here a year from now, you know, those 10 core commitments, they work. But what I really, I believe if I, I've done a lot wrong, you know, I'd give you a big long list. I've done everything you could possibly do wrong in the business. But I think one thing that I've done good is I've promoted tools and events, third-party tools and events. Here's what I know, and Jeff Olson talks about this all the time. If you recruit the rich guy at the country club, the rich guy at the country club doesn't have to use tools because he's the rich guy at the country club. He's just going to talk to his five buddies out on the golf course, and they're going to say, well, hey, that sounds good, prepaid legal, we're in. And then those five guys are going to talk to their five friends, and they're all going to get in because they're people of influence. I mean, if a rich guy says to a poor guy, you're getting in, normally the poor guy will say, okay, yes, sir, whatever you say, I'll do it. And of course, you can get people in your business that way, but it's not going to duplicate. And here's a note for you. Over the last 10 years, I have learned to do what duplicates. Don't do what works. Somebody said to me, if I put flyers out at the mall, you think that'd work? I say, well, maybe it will, maybe it won't, but we're not concerned about doing what works. We're concerned about doing what duplicates. It's the wrong question to be asking. Hey, if I rented a billboard on the side of the highway, you think that'd work? Hey, you think if I just put DVDs on everybody's doorstep during the night, you think that'd work? You know, hey, if I got an auto dialer, and just started dialing people's numbers at random, you think that'd work? I mean, I've heard those stories for a decade, and I've done a lot of those things. You know, and some of those things work, but we're not concerned about what works. The cool guy at the country club works. He could recruit people all day long because he's the cool guy at the country club, and that works. It works to be the cool guy at the country club, but it doesn't duplicate. And if we want to build a massive organization that can build this thing without us. See, what I wanted is I didn't want to have to be involved. You know, everybody said to me last month, they go, oh, my gosh, $44,000, and you went Platinum 3, and team recruited 1,000 people and 3,200 memberships. You must be exhausted. And I didn't have the heart to tell them, but, you know, the truth is I wasn't exhausted because I didn't – all I did last month was Players Club 10. I knew I needed to get in the Players Club 10. You know, I went out, I recruited four or five people, and I marketed memberships to all of those people, and I got in the Players Club. But I wasn't exhausted after a $44,000 month. I had a great month. I spent tons of time with my children, tons of time with the Lord, tons of time at church, and took my kids to school every day. I wasn't exhausted after that month, and I shouldn't have been exhausted because that's the whole point. The point of network marketing is the exhaustion should come in the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. That's the time where you leave everything on the pavement. I mean, you think of an airplane taking off. An airplane will leave 80% of the fuel on the runway. I mean, it burns up almost all the fuel getting off the ground, but once it gets off the ground, it can ease up and use the next 20% of the fuel to get it to its destination. And that's real to me, as I look at network marketing, the profession of network marketing, the allure and the promise of network marketing is that if you will bust it for a few years, you won't have to bust it, you know, for 10, 20, 30 years. You just got to really, you know, you just lay it all on the line in those early, early years. And don't mishear me. I'm not taking, 30-day vacations every month. You know, I'm working my business, but I'm just not working myself to the bone after 10 years. I don't want to do that. That's not why I got into the industry. If I was going to work myself to the bone, I'd be selling cars. You know, if you want to work yourself to the bone for the rest of your life, sell cars. You know, clean hotels after hours. I don't want to do that. I do not want to do that. I do not value that type of life. I value a life, building in my church, raising good boys that'll be good citizens and love God and respect women and all of that. Those are the things that I value. Well, how could I get all those things? By following the system. Tools and events. Use third-party tools because they duplicate. You know, you may be a good talker. That'll work for you, but it's not going to duplicate. You know, you may have a $200,000 car, and that may work for you, but it's not going to duplicate. OK, Okay, so as you build your prepaid legal business, especially on the networking side, now again, I know there's a group side and a small business side, and that the rules are a little bit different over there because you got to be good and you got to be a talker and you got to be a salesperson and you got to go out there and be that way. Okay, but in the networking side of prepaid legal, it's not about being effective; it's about being duplicatable. Here's another good nugget. One of the hardest things about this business. Actually, yeah, I'll just say one of the hardest things about this business is to keep it simple. I know that sounds strange, but it's the absolute truth. One of the hardest things about this business is to keep it simple. And the more simple you can keep it, the better you're going to succeed at the business. Let me tell you a great story. I was backstage at Vegas about 4 years ago, and this guy comes up to me and our whole team was just in, maybe it was 5 years ago, just an unbelievable momentum. Kind of like, what happened last month. I know just about everybody was in momentum last month. But guy comes up to me backstage I'd never met before, and he's like, hey, Chris, so, nice to meet you, and I've been hearing about you and your brothers and your team, and congratulations and everything. And he said, to what do you think you attribute all of, your success? And I said, well, there's a lot of variables, and but I can tell you one thing that we've done is we've kept it simple. We've got a really simple approach to the business. Expose people to a third-party tool, get them to a live event, and then, it's wash, rinse, and repeat. I mean, that's it. You ever looked on the back of your shampoo bottle? It's wash, rinse, and repeat. I mean, it's just simple. And he told me a great story. He goes, That makes a lot of sense. He said, you use a three-step system. The three-step system was we expose them to prepaid legal using a third-party tool. Then we put them on a three-way call with anybody. Doesn't matter, just somebody who's proficient, confident on the call. And then we get them to a live event, three-step system. Just expose them to a third-party tool. We get them to do a three-way call with somebody, and then we're going to get them to a live event. And he said, wow, three-step system. He says, we've been using a five- or a six-step system. And he says, I like that. That's so simple. That's duplicatable. Three is more duplicatable than six or five. And he says, in Florida, I think it was Florida, he told me, whatever state he was from. But he says, in Florida, to have a concealed or to have a gun in your car, it's got to be three steps away from being able to shoot. And I said, explain that to me. What do you mean? And he says, well, for instance, if I'm going to have a gun in my car, I could have it in my car legally as long as it were under my chair, that's step one, in a holster, step two, on safety, with the safety on, that's step three. And I said, okay, now what does that mean? He says, well, here's what they found, is that with every step, you add to the process, fatalities decrease. Fatalities decrease or lives increase, okay? So however you want to look at that, life increases. So he says, if people just had it under their seat and somebody in road rage, cuts them off and starts giving them the bird, well, they just pull out that gun. It's not in a holster. It's not on safety. And they could just point it out the window and shoot somebody. And he says, so it's one is too easy. He says, they had to have at least three steps, and he says, the more steps you add, the less successful the criminals are. Well, I don't want to compare prepaid legal associates to criminals, but it's the same thing in our business. The more steps we add, the less successful we are. The more we give our organizations to have to know and understand, the less successful that they're going to be in the business. So I really believe that Mr. Olson, Jeff Olson, is he's created the power trainings, which I know we all listen to. I really believe that his genius is the ability to keep something that could become so complex very, 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 very simple. Now, with that said, I want to spend the last few minutes of the time this evening talking about this, and please write this in your notes if you're taking notes. In order for things to change, you must change. And that's such a powerful statement. Mr. Jim Rohn, the business philosopher, says that. But in order for things to change, you must change. You know, there's a reason why a 27-year-old man waits tables at Chili's. There's a reason for that. There's a reason why a 40-year-old man works the graveyard shift at a resort as a security guard for $7.45 an hour. There's a reason for that. There's a reason why a 31-year-old woman is sacking groceries at a grocery store for $11.21. There is a reason why a 61-year-old man is taking out the garbage in a hospital at 4:45 in the morning. There's a reason for that. See, it doesn't matter where you are there because of you, because of the choices that you've made, because of the thoughts that you've thought, and because of the books that you've read or neglected to read and the people that you've associated with. It doesn't matter where we are. What matters is, there's a couple things that matter, is that we put ourselves there. We are the ones who made all the decisions that led us to taking out the trash as a 61-year-old who lives in America at 4:45 in the morning in a hospital, taking out the trash. That's his job. At 4 in the morning, 4:45 in the morning. There's a reason for that. And the reason is the thoughts that he's thought, the people that he's hung out with, and the decisions that he's made. Okay? So no matter where we are, and I got this 10 years ago, actually 11 years ago, before I got into prepaid legal, that I was there because of me. And that the sooner we can accept the fact that we are where we are, both good and bad, in health and out, in poverty or riches, no matter where we are there because of us. Now, that may be good news or bad news depending upon where you are. One of my mentors taught me this, Mr. William E. Bailey. He said that all stations are temporary. All stations are temporary. Now, what that is, that's good news to the poor and a warning to the rich, that all stations are temporary. That is good news to the poor and a really strong warning to the rich. And what I realized then, and I'm going to share with you now, and hopefully it's not the first time you've ever heard it, is that when you change, things will change for you. See, the reason Mr. Moore asked me earlier as we were getting on the call, he was congratulating us on a good month, and he says, did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine when you're waiting tables at Chili's making $200 a week that you would earn this kind of money? And no, not anywhere in my wildest dreams. You know, I mean, I always wanted to do well, but, you know, how, doing what? You know, I mean, I just never could have imagined to have had a decade like we've had with prepaid legal. Well, how in the world do you go from making $800 a month in tips to $44,000 a month in passive income? Passive income. You know, income that just came in from the organization. How do you do that? Well, in order for things to change, you must change. And I really appreciate what Mr. Moore said on the earlier part of the call, how he said that they have watched me grow. And I just think that that is the most powerful compliment that we could ever give somebody, is you have grown. I can't believe how much you've grown. I cannot. I mean, the changes in you are astounding. You know, I've said that to people that have been in the business, is you are unrecognizable. I can't believe you've only been in the game for 3 years, you know, and you're unrecognizable. I mean, what a powerful compliment to somebody. Again, my mentor shared this with me. He said, he asked me this question. He said, Chris, have you ever had an older man pull rank on you because he was older? And I said, oh, yeah, lots of times. You know, I've had lots of people in different stations of my life, different places, different jobs. Hey, listen, you know, you need to do this. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. No, you're going to do what I tell you to do because I got, you know, 10 years experience on you. Or I've been here 10 years longer than you've been here. Or I got 15 years experience on you. Well, this is what my mentor told me to say. He says, you know, you need to understand that if their life is not the life that you want, if they don't have what you want spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, you know, health-wise, financially, in all the different ways, if you've got somebody pulling rank on you and they're older than you, you know, and they don't have the life that you want, he says, you just got to understand, if that person's saying, hey, I got 10 years on you, you got to understand, no, they don't have 10 years on you. They got 1 year repeated 10 times. There's a big difference between having 10 years of experience and having 1 year repeated 10 times. And what a powerful thought. And he challenged me, don't you ever, ever go a year and be anywhere close to who you were a year before. Don't ever go, don't ever grow a year, live a year of your life, and be anywhere near the same person that you were the year previous. You don't ever want to have 1 year repeated. You want to have 1 year of experience and then another year of experience. True experience is wisdom. True experience is getting better today than we were yesterday. It's getting better this year than we were last year. And so the last nugget I'll leave with you as I pass the call back over to Mr. Moore is this. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business. I've met so many people that they outwork me in the business 20, 30, 40, 50 times to one. They outwork, they get up earlier, they stay up later, they recruit more people, they sell more memberships, they expose more people, they do more three-way calls, but they're not making any money. They're not making any significant money. Well, how is that possible? How can you outwork somebody 50 times to one and not make more money than that person? Well, because what I have done for the last 10 years and will continue to do is I will work harder on myself than I will on my business. And what I have observed over the last 10 years in prepaid legal is that truly you can, that again, another quote for you is that success is what you attract. Success is not what you pursue. Success is what you attract by the person that you become. And my goal every day and my challenge to you for every day is to be better today than you were yesterday. And if you will do that, you will be astounded at the success that you can enjoy and in the personal changes that you observe in yourself. So, Mr. Moore, thank you again so much for the invitation. I'll pass the call back over to you, sir.
Well, Chris, I am, just like I said earlier, we're just extremely proud of you and your wife and your lovely family that you've built in the last 10 years and the business that you've done for prepaid, but especially the way you've handled yourself. You've had to overcome a lot of adversity, just like everybody that does this business. But you've stuck and you stay and you've got your pay, and it's just going to get bigger and better. And just like you said earlier, we were talking before the call, you feel like this month you've set yourself up for next month to be, or actually from last month to this month to be even better. So yes. How incredible. What a great company. Where else could you do that in America today when everybody else is, you know, is out of work? You know, we're looking for people to provide the opportunity to. So, man, I'm just so proud of you. And, of course, your entire Hughes Brother team, your family has meant so much to our team, the More Success team. Incredible day that you guys were, Mr. Jeff Hughes actually joined the team and brought all of you guys together, and it's just, you know, I just can't tell the accolades how much we think about you guys and what you've done for us. So appreciate you, and we love you. Mr. Ken Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy, and I tell you, nobody can listen to Chris Hughes and not feel his compassion, feel his enthusiasm. You know, I've always said, Randy, that once you know your product, everything else is 85% enthusiasm. This young man has the enthusiasm. He's talking about working. He may not get out there and work the way he's talking about some other people, but he works when he said he works on himself. All that goes into the area. He certainly does an outstanding job. It's certainly an honor to have him on our team, and it certainly is an honor to have him on the call tonight. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank him very, very much.
Chris, we look forward to seeing you and your team on stage in Las Vegas.
Thank you, Boston.
All right.
Thank you, Chris.
Much.
God bless.
And with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you. I know next week we're going to actually do a recap of the International Convention in Las Vegas. So we're going to spend quite a bit of time on that. Of course, if you can be there, you need to be there, because there's no way that you can actually, tell somebody over the phone what it was like to be in Las Vegas, but we'll do the best that we can.
Well, you know, Randy, we've finished the first two-thirds of the year with Jeremy Moore being the number one recruiter in prepaid for this year, and LLD Benefits been the number one producer so far for the the first 8 months. Of course, Mr. Jimmy Parrish, he's right up there in the top three in the United States in production. Many of our team members are in the top 10, and we've just had so much to thank God for. So I'd just like to tell everybody that if you make it to Las Vegas, get there. If not, be sure and be on the call next Monday night. Keep God first in your life, your family second, prepaid third. We love you, appreciate you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.